Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Apollo Tubes Limited Q2 FY26 Investors Conference Call, hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Darshan Mehta from Axis Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Swapnali. Good evening, all. This is Darshan Mehta here, and I welcome you all on behalf of Axis Capital to APL Apollo Tubes Limited Q2 FY26 Results Conference Call. From the management side, we have Mr. Sanjay Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Rahul Gupta, Director, Mr. Deepak Goyal, Director Operations, Mr. Anubhav Gupta, Chief Strategy Officer, and Mr. Chetan Khandelwal, CFO. I will now hand over the call to the management for their opening comments. Thank you, and over to the team.
Thanks, Darshan, and thanks, Axis Securities, for hosting us for our Quarter 2 earnings call. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for attending the call today. We are glad to announce our all-time highest quarterly volume EBITDA PAT financials for the Quarter 2 in a very challenging environment. Why I say challenging? As you all know, that the businesses in India, they suffered from heavy monsoon, extended monsoon, and especially construction materials sector, which remained pretty weak because of low construction activity across the country. APL Apollo performed on two fronts, which is quite commendable. Number one is the sales volume recovery in Quarter 2 versus Q1, which was supported by strong capacity utilization in our Raipur and Dubai plants. And secondly, was the expansion in EBITDA margins, which took our EBITDA spread above 5,000 rupees per ton for the quarter. Now, this was on account of three main reasons. Number one was the brand power of APL Apollo, which we are able to demonstrate in the EBITDA spreads of general category, which have almost doubled to 3,400 rupees per ton in the last two to three quarters. The selling price for this product we increased in January of 2025, wherein we were brave enough to take a call that we need to increase our pricing by 2,000-3,000 rupees per ton, which we did, and the market has absorbed that over the last 9 months, which is clearly visible from February to September financials of this calendar year. Second reason for margin expansion was the value-added mix improvement, which is mainly coming from our Dubai and Raipur plant, where the EBITDA per ton for these plants is above 5,500-6,000 rupees per ton. And lastly, the operating leverage gains, as the company is generating 850,000 ton plus volume. There are a lot of costs which get optimized at all the fronts, which also aided our EBITDA spreads. Now, first half into financial year of 2026, we are fairly confident that we will be able to meet our guidance, which we gave in the Quarter 1 call, which was 10%-15% volume growth and EBITDA spread of 4,600-5,000 rupees per ton. Second half normally is always better compared to H1. As monsoons are over, there is a lot of certainty coming back on the global trade front as well. So given that second half should be better than H1, and if GDP of India surprises positively or performs better than expected, who knows, we may even do better than our guidance when we close the financial year. Another positive we want to highlight is that India is seeing adequate steel supply in last 4 to 5 months, which is good for downstream companies like APL Apollo, especially when we are country's largest steel buyers. Our strategy to expand capacity in international markets and Eastern Indian markets remain intact, which gives us confidence that we will be able to grow our volume in double digit over the next 3 to 4 years on CAGR basis. Lastly, on working capital front, our working capital days remain in single digit, in fact zero as at September 2025, which boosted our ROC upward of 32-33%. And we believe that this is a sustainable ROC number, which we will keep on throwing in years to come. That's all from our side. Happy to take questions now.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sukrit D. Patil from Eyesight Fine Trade Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, the team. My question to Mr. Gupta is, as APL Apollo continues to scale volume, what strategic vision do you see driving the next phase beyond just growth towards deeper market leadership or ecosystem influence? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Sukrit. Sukrit, our strategy is very clear. Right now, we are close to a capacity of 5 million ton. And in the next 2 or 3 years, we are going to build up the capacity of 7 million ton. Out of 7 million ton, there is 1 million ton capacity in Middle East. We are putting one more plant in Abu Dhabi. तो वहां पर हमारा कैपेसिटी 1 मिलियन टन हो जाएगा 6 मिलियन टन इन इंडिया होगा 6 मिलियन टन में भी वी आर पुटिंग वन प्लांट इन गोरखपुर एंड ऑफ अ कैपेसिटी ऑफ 2 लाख टन पर एनम एंड वन प्लांट इन सिलीगुड़ी कैपेसिटी ऑफ 3 लाख टन पर एनम तो ऑलमोस्ट दिस 5 लाख टन एंड 5 लाख टन इन दुबई अभी 7 3 अभी तो 7 लाख टन इन दुबई एंड 5 लाख टन इन ईस्ट मार्केट. This is totally new area for us. So we don't see any challenge in this area. Number two is the existing setup. We are doing almost close to 3 million ton. And we are targeting to our to take to this quantity to 5.5 million ton. So in this we have a lot of strategy. काफी product mix we are developing, the lot of product mix. Lot of new type of products, like recently we started our 1000 square mill roofing. We are building some capacity roofing product also. So just we need a tailwind. Ki thoda sa bhi humko tailwind mil jaye, to we achieve this capacity very soon. Maybe nahi to ek aadha saal upar niche. Meko utna koi bada challenge I don't feel.
Great. And my second question is to Mr. Khandelwal. I believe he's on the call today.
Yes.
Yes, sir. So my question is regards to regards to margin, especially in a volatile input cost environment. Looking ahead, what internal levers or cost management plans do you see most important and or do you have in place?
We are working on the on the three front mode. One is the power. Power may how we reduce the unit per ton also and the cost of the unit also. Both the area. Some is the on the freight factor ki where we substitute the like a transporter mala ek area se dusra area mein hota because now we are all across the country we have a plants. So har product jis market ka jo product hai usi jagah ke plant mein banaya उसके लिए कुछ हम मिल्स को भी रीसफरिंग कर रहे हैं जिससे हमारा फ्रेट कॉस्ट भी लाइक इस क्वार्टर में हमारा 1900 रुपीज पर टन के आसपास फ्रेट कॉस्ट है जो वी आर टारगेटिंग एक दो क्वार्टर में इसको 1500 तक ले आएंगे एंड नंबर थ्री ऑन द फ्रंट ऑफ द आवर ये सैलरी कॉस्ट ये वी आर टारगेटिंग कि आज जो हमारा सैलरी है 5 मिलियन टन तक एक मिनिमम वेजेज हमारा बढ़ना चाहिए ज्यादा कुछ नहीं बढ़ेगा तो वो अब 5 मिलियन टन जैसे अचीव करेंगे तो वो कॉस्ट भी हमारा काफी जो अभी 950 के आसपास चल रहा है माय टारगेट इज टू ब्रिंग डाउन टू 600 रुपीज पर टन तो आ जाएगा 600 रुपीज पर टन के आसपास लाने का है इसको.
ओके सर थैंक यू बहुत ही बढ़िया गाइडेंस एंड आपके टीम के लिए फॉर द नेक्स्ट क्यू थ्री के लिए सबसे बेस्ट ऑफ लक.
थैंक यू
थैंक यू. The next question comes from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening team and many, many congratulations on great set of numbers. Just a couple of questions from my end. Firstly, wanted to understand the EBITDA per ton increase on a quarter-on-quarter basis while we understand ESOP cost is missing. But if at all you all can quantify what are the other reasons for, you know, margin improvement.
So Sneha, it's a mix of three things. One is the gross margin improvement, which is around 200 rupees per ton. Now that's on account of our brand premiumization and improvement in value-added mix products, right? So 200 rupees per ton is coming from there. And then 200 rupees per ton is coming from operating leverage benefits as we surpassed 850,000 ton of quarterly sales volume. And 100 rupees per ton was on account of lower expense which we booked in quarter one for ESOP. In Q2 it was not there. So this is the breakup of 500 rupees per ton improvement in EBITDA.
An extension to your answer and above, you are also estimating your second half to be better. That means your operating leverage should further kick in. So if this is a base level EBITDA per ton of 5200, you're still guiding for a number of 4600 to 5000 on the EBITDA per ton level on an annualized basis. Any reason why you would want to maintain that or not upgrade the EBITDA per ton number? I'm not asking for volume number because while I understand, you know, environment is not such, but on the EBITDA per ton purely, where you have already hit for 5200 and assuming there's no one-off here.
See, we have a lot of pressure. When we reduce the guidelines, we get a lot of pressure. So we don't want to increase our guidelines. We don't want to increase our guidelines. But this I am very sure कि 10% super growth मतलब almost 3.5 million ton plus का volume हमारा पक्का होगा और almost 1700 crore का जो EBITDA target हमने लिया है उसको पक्का beat करेंगे और अगर tailwind हमको साथ में मिल गई तो भी God is great.
Perfect sir, I think that answers. Just one or two more questions from mine. Firstly, on the demand front, are you seeing any improvement happening with respect to government capex? Any on-ground green shoots that you can see? Because compared to other companies' results, we can make out that there is market share gain at this point of time. But purely on the demand perspective, any green shoots even at this point of time where you can see? And secondly, with respect to spreads, just finishing it, because your spread has further gone up between the primary and the secondary steel, which doesn't seem to be impacting you at this point of time. But how do we, you know, see the spread going and impacting you any on ground in any way?
See, first the matter of demand. Demand, very frankly, I'm saying that demand mein aisa koi boost up humko nazar nahi aa raha hai. But due to our brand leverage, due to our size, due to our systems, वी आर सस्टेनेबल, हम सस्टेन कर पा रहे हैं। और हम बुलिश इसलिए है कि जो ये सेकेंड हाफ फर्स्ट हाफ जो गया है इज वेरी बैड ऑन द ऑल थ्री फ्रंट्स। डिमांड कम थी, स्टील प्राइसेस डाउनवर्ड पे थे क्योंकि एक्स्ट्रा स्टील कैपेसिटी हमको लगता है कंट्री में आ चुकी है। नंबर थ्री मानसून काफी लंबा था इस बार। नंबर फोर ये इस बार जो बाई चांस जितने भी हॉलीडेज थे इस ढंग से आए कि आगे पीछे का काफी दिन उसने खराब कर दिया, लाइक दिवाली दुर्गा पूजा वट एवर द हॉलीडेज, ऐसे मिडिल ऑफ द वीक और बिगनिंग ऑफ द वीक थे कि लंबा लंबे हॉलीडे हो गए। तो बुलिश ऑफ दिस फ्रंट की मेरे को नहीं लगता कि इससे भी ज्यादा कुछ खराब हो सकता है। हाँ अगर डिमांड क्रिएट होगी तो देन वी आर गोइंग टू रॉक। I'm just giving my guidelines with the existing जो अभी scenario चल रहा है, like in this month also we are going to do 270, like 270, 275 के आसपास ही करेंगे। But from November we are taking a target of 3.25 lakh ton per month. November and December की this quarter we are going to, अगर ये system ठीक रहा तो I think we hit 9 lakh ton. बट अगर 9 लाख टन नहीं भी कर पाए तो मार्जिन में वी आर वेरी श्योर कि हम अपना इबिटा को हम जरूर पूरा करेंगे।
थैंक यू सर, दैट फ्लेवर वाज रियली रियली हेल्पफुल। लास्टली सर, ऑन द स्प्रेड फ्रंट वो प्राइमरी एंड सेकेंडरी का दैट हैज बीन अन इंचिंग अप, एनी वे इंपैक्टिंग अस ऑन द
ग्राउंड? या वी हैव मेड सम स्ट्रेटजी ऑन दिस पॉइंट इन दिस सब्जेक्ट। Now our APL Apollo brand is not going to talk with the secondary material. हम उसको देख ही नहीं रहे, हम उसके बारे में कुछ टॉक नहीं कर रहे। We launch another our brand SG Premium. वहां पर उस ब्रांड के साथ थोड़ा सा 10,000 टन वॉल्यूम 50,000 टन वॉल्यूम से हम लड़ रहे हैं कि अगर उसमें देखते हैं क्या उसमें स्ट्रेटेजी हमारी काम करती है, क्योंकि अपोलो ब्रांड में हमको पतरे से कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता है। ठीक है, ग्रोथ उसमें ज्यादा ग्रोथ लेने में दिक्कत आ रही है इस लाइक ऑफ प्रीमियम पे, लाइक अगर आप मार्केट में चैनल चेक करोगे तो टुडे अपोलो इज ए हायर देन ऑलमोस्ट विद ऑल द अदर ब्रांड्स 3,000 रुपीज मिनिमम, और मे बी मैक्सिमम 5,000 to 6,000 रुपीज पर टन अपोलो प्रोडक्ट इज कॉस्टली इन द मार्केट। और सेकेंडरी जो ये प्रोडक्ट है इस टाइम पूरा क्राइसिस में है, उनके प्राइसेस इतने लो हो चुके हैं कि दे आर लाइक क्राइंग ऑल ओवर द इंडिया। उनका कॉस्टिंग उनका साथ नहीं दे रहा है, स्टील में कैपेसिटी एक्स्ट्रा आ चुका है तो स्टील प्राइसेस भी नीचे जा रहे हैं। तो आई थिंक दिस इज ए गुड सिग्नल फॉर अपोलो।
परफेक्ट सर, थैंक्स अ लॉट सर फॉर ऑल द क्वेश्चंस, फॉर द बेस्ट टीम।
थैंक यू।
थैंक यू। The next question comes from the line of Agrim Kanunga from AK Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. I would like to ask that, as it was mentioned in the PPT, that we plan on spending 1500 crores to expand the capacity. So this is a question that how do we plan on financing this, is it going to be through internal accruals or external sources?
100% will be funded from internal cash flows. If you look at our operating cash flow to EBITDA, that's like above 90%. So this will help us to fund 100% of capex.
Okay. And just one brief follow-up. My main question is that what's the long-term vision of the company and what would be the projected EBITDA margins that we can expect over the next 5 years?
For 5 years, we are talking if the, everything is well, maybe we touch 10 million ton. Right now, we are preparing for 7 million ton. फिर कुछ वी आर गोइंग फॉर आउटसोर्सिंग ऑल्सो एंड कुछ नया कैपेसिटी भी लगाएंगे व्हेन वी क्रॉस 5 मिलियन टन। एंड इबिटा मार्जिन आई डोंट थिंक कि 5 से मैक्सिमम स्प्रेड बढ़ेगा तो 6,000 तक चला जाएगा। आज इससे ज्यादा कमिट करना मुश्किल है, 1000 रुपीज प्लस माइनस भी चल सकता है। आई डोंट नो व्हाट इज द सिनेरियो आगे रहेगा।
जस्ट वन लास्ट क्वेश्चन, व्हाट इज द करंट कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन अक्रॉस आवर डिफरेंट प्लांट्स? एंड या दैट्स ऑल।
70%. We are right now 5 million ton capacity, or we are going to do this year 3.5 million ton. So 70% capacity utilization for we are running.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Aditya Walekar from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So my question is with respect to the safeguard duty which was proposed by government. So with the 12% safeguard duty, the downside to the HRC prices is slightly now limited. So does that help us in, means whatever we see, the inventory, destocking, restocking, so with the volatility to the downside limited, will it help us going for, because this safeguard duty is for next 3 years, so this is a positive read through for us. Is that understanding correct?
Yeah, 100% we are collected. Like right now the HR coil of, for the month of October is close to 46,000 rupees per ton, landed Ghaziabad or anywhere in the country. Or if we do any import with the duties, it cost us to 52 or 53,000 rupees per ton. So this is not possible to import anything outside of the country, or import ho bhi nahi raha hai. Only when there is a steel capacity is more, abhi local demand kam hai, so maybe aur 1000 rupees price niche chala jaye, 1500 chala jaye. Isliye jo abhi tak destocking ho rahi thi first half tak, ab meko lagta wo bhi ruk ke demand create ho jayegi.
Understood, sir. And my next question is on the long term, means you have touched that we may go up to 10 million ton capacity, and in the slides also we have projected that the structural steel tube market will grow by 10% CAGR by 2030. So means what are these long term demand drivers? Do we really foresee that this market will go up to that quantum by 2030, means consistent double digit growth, 10% CAGR from FY24?
Boss, market is already there, but in India there is a biggest problem. There is a one secondary material is there, which is a very low quality material, and thoda bahut unka low cost hota hai. So wo dheere dheere people are kafi aware ho rahe hain brand ke bare mein, acche material ke bare mein. तो मार्केट जैसे जैसे खत्म होगी तो 10 मिलियन टन बहुत आसानी से पहुंच जाएंगे. अगर नहीं खत्म होती है तो मे भी एक आधा साल ऊपर नीचे में ग्रोथ तो आई रही है.
दैट्स गुड टू हियर सर. थैंक यू वेरी मच.
थैंक यू. द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन कम्स फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ कुमार सौम्या फ्रॉम एम्बिट कैपिटल. प्लीज गो अहेड.
Hi sir, good evening. Sir, couple of questions from my side. So firstly, on the EBITDA per ton, in the general structure, we have seen EBITDA per ton move up from 2700 to 3400. If you could please help me understand what is driving it and how sustainable this is.
But right now, main pehle bhi call pe bola hai ki from January 2025, we are total focusing on our brand leverage and the size leverage. We spread our the margin or pricing from others. हमने दूसरों को देखना बंद कर दिया, तो उसके कारण ये हमारा margin increase हो रहा है. और थोड़ा सा हमने distribution network पर भी बहुत काम किया है. हमने बहुत सारे अपने distributors को develop किया है इस तरीके से market को capture करने के हिसाब से. तो मेरे को जो लगता है कि sustainable है.
ओके, तो वी एक्सपेक्ट कि 3 रुपीज से ऊपर आएगा.
100% रहना चाहिए बॉस. बाकी भी जैसे जैसे और क्वार्टर निकलता जाएगा तो हमारा कॉन्फिडेंस लेवल और बढ़ता जाएगा.
गॉट इट. एंड सर, टुडे व्हाट इज द एसजी प्रीमियम वॉल्यूम दैट वी आर डूइंग विद इन द जनरल स्ट्रक्चर?
10,000 to 15,000 टन बिटवीन
पर मंथ.
या
Okay. And in this SG premium, what would be the EBITDA per ton that we usually make?
Yeah. I think we are in almost nil, or maybe 500 minus.
Okay. So on the blended basis, if you are doing 3400, then that means the rest of the portfolio is.
You can understand that today APL Apollo price, I have told you in a simple way. 54,000 का प्राइस है हमारा साउथ वेस्ट की सब लोएस्ट प्राइस हमारा जो है और एचजी प्रीमियम का प्राइस हमारा 49,500 के आसपास है।
And sir, lastly, just bookkeeping question. What is the Dubai capacity today and Raipur capacity as on today, sir?
Dubai capacity is almost 3 lakh ton per annum. अभी हमारा एक line अभी नवंबर में चालू हो रहा है, एक line हमारा मार्च में चालू होगा, तो उस plant का capacity हमारा 5 lakh ton per annum का हो जाएगा। वो plant हमारा fully ये booked है। We are very bullish about यूरोप में एंड एंटवर्प में दो वेयरहाउस भी खोल रहे अपने उस प्लांट के लिए, वन इन लिवरपूल एंड वन इन एंटवर्प, तो वहां से हमारा मार्जिन और एक्सपेंड होना चाहिए मेरे हिसाब से। एंड रायपुर का कैपेसिटी हमारा अगर हम फुल ऑर्डर बुक पे आ जाए तो 1.2 मिलियन टन एबीपीएल और 0.3 मिलियन टन पुराने वाला हमारा प्लांट जो बेंद्री वाला है, टोटल कैपेसिटी ऑफ रायपुर इज 1.5 मिलियन टन।
ओके, एंड यूटिलाइजेशन एट रायपुर सर
70% के आसपास ही है।
एंड दुबई सिमिलर 70-75?
दुबई दुबई हमारा 85% से ऊपर आ गया।
ओके, एंड सर जस्ट फॉर अंडरस्टैंडिंग, व्हेन वी सेल आवर प्रोडक्ट इन लिवरपूल से इन यूरोप फ्रॉम द लिवरपूल एंड एंटवर्प वेयरहाउस, हाउ इज द प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी इन दिस मार्केट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम द इंडियन मार्केट?
वी आर ऑलरेडी सप्लाइंग फ्रॉम दुबई, बट वहां पर अगर हम एक वेयरहाउस खोल के सर्विस को और बेटर कर देंगे तो वी थिंक हमारा कि इबिटा स्प्रेड जो है 50 यूरो से और बढ़ जाना चाहिए।
ओके, 50 यूरो ना। थैंक यू सर, दैट इज ऑल फ्रॉम माय साइड। थैंक यू।
थैंक यू। द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन कम्स फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ ओंकार गुरजाड़े फ्रॉम श्री इन्वेस्टमेंट, प्लीज गो अहेड।
सर मेरा क्वेश्चन था कि सर हम लोग ये जो एक सेगमेंट है जो संभव स्टील के लिए अच्छे से ग्रो कर रहा है, हम उसमें प्रेजेंट है क्या, और अगर नहीं है तो कोई उसमें आने का कोई चांस है क्या? प्री गैल्वनाइज्ड कॉइल्स एंड पाइप्स
नहीं, संभव स्टील आई डोंट थिंक प्री गैल्वनाइज्ड पाइप में कोई है, ब्लैक पाइप में मैंने सुना है उसका नाम काफी, बट हम वो जो क्वालिटी का मटेरियल बनता है हम कभी लाइफ में नहीं जाएंगे। इट्स बेटर कि मैं अपना सिस्टम बंद कर दूंगा, बट आई नेवर गो टू दिस टाइप सेकेंडरी टाइप ऑफ मटेरियल। वो तो मेरा सबसे बड़ा मैं ये सेकेंडरी से तो मैं 20 साल से लड़ रहा हूँ, सारा मार्केट को मैं सेकेंडरी से रिप्लेस कर रहा हूँ, तो सेकेंडरी में मैं कभी नहीं जाऊंगा क्योंकि तो उसका उसमें कॉस्ट क्या रहता है। सेकेंडरी में क्या प्रॉब्लम मैं आपको बताता हूँ, एक प्रॉब्लम सुनिए है, उसका अपर कैप एचआर क्वाल से फिक्स है, वो एचआर क्वाल से 3-4 रुपए किलो सस्ता बिकना ही बिकना है। एचआर क्वाल का जैसे जैसे कंट्री में कैपेसिटी आता जाएगा, आप आज हिंदुस्तान के अलावा कहीं पूरे वर्ल्ड में आप देख लो कहीं सेकेंडरी नहीं चलता है, और सबसे पोल्यूटेड आइटम है आप स्पॉन्ज आयरन से जो बनता है, अगर आप स्पॉन्ज का कार्बन ये जो बनता है उससे वो देखो, और मेरे को उतना डीप नॉलेज नहीं है, ब्लास्ट फर्नेस के कार्बन को देखो तो बहुत बड़ा फर्क है। अभी आप यूरोप में देखो कि यूरोप में आ रहा है, अगर आप इलेक्ट्रिकल स्टील से माल बनाओगे स्क्रैप से तो वहां पर $100 का प्रीमियम मिलेगा। तो एक मैं थोड़ा सा एनवायरमेंट फ्रेंडली बनता हूं तो मैं तो ये तो सेकेंडरी पर तो मैं सोच भी नहीं सकता क्योंकि बहुत इन्वायरमेंट फ्रेंडली प्रोडक्ट नहीं है। नंबर टू उसमें एक नहीं बहुत प्लेयर्स है बॉस, आज मैं ये किसका क्या कॉस्टिंग आई डोंट नो, बट जो बाजार से मेरे डीलर से मालूम पड़ता है हर आदमी रो रहा है इस टाइम में सेकेंडरी वाला। टूडे रायपुर में सेकेंडरी का पाइप अगर बेसिक मान लो तो 37,000 है, उसको 3,000 थिकनेस का एक्स्ट्रा होता है तो 40 के आसपास रायपुर बेसिक है, 3,000 का फ्रेट पड़ता है कहीं भी माल भेजना होता है तो 43 के आसपास का रेट है उसका। हमारा एचआर कॉइल ऑलरेडी 45-46 पा चुका है तो वहां पर मार्जिन नहीं, इसलिए हमको मार्जिन लेके हम 54 में माल बेचते हैं, इसलिए हमको प्रॉब्लम है। अगर हम जिसका प्रीमियम को मैं सस्ता करके बेच रहा हूं तो कोई प्रॉब्लम ही नहीं है।
तो आपका बोलने का मतलब है कि ये प्री गैल्वनाइज जो कॉइल है ये भी सेकेंडरी में ही आता है?
सिर्फ प्री गैल्वनाइज नहीं आता सेकेंडरी में, प्री गैल्वनाइज नहीं बनता, सिर्फ ब्लैक पाइप।
ओके, तो प्री गैल्वनाइज का आपका क्या कहना है इसके बारे में? आप है ही नहीं इस कैटेगरी में या फिर मतलब कुछ चांस है जाने का या फिर आप नहीं खेलेंगे?
क्या दिखाता है बात, मेरा कंसर्न नहीं है यार, मेरे को नहीं मालूम उसके बारे में, सॉरी।
अच्छा मतलब वो आप कैटेगरी
क्या दिखाता है क्या करता है मेरे को नहीं मालूम है, मैं उसके बारे में कोई कमेंट नहीं
नहीं सर मैं उनके बारे में नहीं पूछ रहा हूँ, आप इसमें प्रेजेंट है क्या या फिर आपको इसके बारे में कुछ आप
मेरा तो मेन वॉल्यूम है ये प्रीगल माइज कितना अपना प्रीगल माइज
2 लाख टन
हमारा क्वार्टर का सेल है इसका
जो हमारा जो हमारा प्रेजेंटेशन में आप प्रोडक्ट ब्रेकअप देखेंगे उसमें जो कोस्ट गार्ड पाइप है वो सारा प्री गैल्वेनाइज्ड
ओके वो सारा प्री गैल्वेनाइज्ड
तो अब इनोवेटर है बॉस
अपोलो ने शुरू किया प्री
गैल्वेनाइज्ड अब मेरे ख्याल से सेकेंडरी में बनता नहीं है मतलब उतना डीप नॉलेज नहीं है मैंने कभी सुना नहीं
ओके ठीक है सर थैंक यू। दूसरा मेरा क्वेश्चन था कि सर आपने नेक्स्ट 3-4 ईयर्स के लिए अभी बोला कि अराउंड डबल डिजिट ग्रोथ करेंगे सर थोड़ा आप इसमें ज्यादा जानकारी दे सकेंगे कि डबल डिजिट मतलब कितना 15-20% एटलीस्ट हम एक्सपेक्ट कर सकते हैं सेल्स स्प्रेड में
10-15% आज के रेट में मैं सीधा कमिट नहीं कर सकता
10-15% नेक्स्ट 3-4 साल के लिए आप बोल रहे
हैं अभी 3-4 साल का नहीं मालूम बट अभी जो सैल्यूड है उसमें 10-15%
So, ये मतलब बेयर मिनिमम आप इतना तो एक्सपेक्ट कर रहे हैं मतलब सिचुएशन कैसा भी हो तो मतलब एज ऑफ नाउ
हाँ बेयर मिनिमम इस खराब सिचुएशन में हम इतना तो कर ही रहे होंगे
ओके। और ये एबिटा का आपने जो अभी 1700 करोड़ का इस साल का बोला ये मतलब जो आप 10-15% आप वॉल्यूम का बोल रहे हैं तो उस
खराब से खराब में बोल रहा हूँ मैं
जी 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 तो 1700 करोड़ जो आप इस साल के लिए बोल रहे तो 10-15% वॉल्यूम ग्रोथ का पकड़ के मतलब क्या आपका क्या टारगेट रहेगा ये इससे ज्यादा रहना चाहिए या फिर इस सिमिलर लेवल पे रहना चाहिए वॉल्यूम ग्रोथ के हिसाब
से के ऊपर है अभी कमेंट करना मुश्किल है बॉस टेलविंड मिलेगी तो 100% से ऊपर करेंगे
मतलब वॉल्यूम का ग्रोथ जो है एटलीस्ट उतना तो मार्जिन का ग्रोथ होना चाहिए एबिटा का ग्रोथ होना चाहिए आप बोल
इतना डीप तो कैलकुलेशन मैंने नहीं किया है बट टेलविंड के ऊपर है अभी तो आप मोटा मोटी जो हमको हम अपनी मैं अपनी लैंग्वेज में समझता हूँ 9 लाख टन का टारगेट हमारा Q3 रहेगा 9.5 लाख टन का टारगेट हमारा Q4 रहेगा उसमें 5000 रुपए के आसपास का बिट्टा तो 450-450 करोड़ और 800 करोड़ आ गया तो 1700 करोड़ मैं ऐसे बोल रहा हूँ
ये तो आप इस साल का बोल रहे हो ना सर 1700 करोड़ हाँ मैं पूछ रहा हूँ कि अगर आप 3-4 साल में 10-15% का बेयर मिनिमम वॉल्यूम ग्रोथ एक्सपेक्ट कर रहे हैं तो 3-4 साल आगे जाके इतना एटलीस्ट जो इस लेवल का एबिटा मार्जिन है वो आप सस्टेन कर सकते हैं क्या
हाँ करेंगे बोलो ना मे बी 6000 हो जाए मे बी गंदा कोई हो गया तो 4000 रह जाए
बट टू आंसर योर क्वेश्चन एबिटा ग्रोथ शुड बी हायर देन वॉल्यूम ग्रोथ हमारा बिजनेस मॉडल उसी हिसाब से हमने बनाया है
सो दैट्स व्हाट आई वाज आस्किंग द एबिटा ग्रोथ शुड बी हायर देन द वॉल्यूम ग्रोथ
योर टॉकिंग वो तो रहेगा ही रहेगा हमारा वॉल्यूम ग्रोथ 10-15 रहेगा तो एबिटा ग्रोथ 15-20% रहेगा
ओके ओके ऑल राइट थैंक यू
थैंक यू द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन कम्स फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ अक्षय चेडा फ्रॉम कैनरा रोबेको म्यूचुअल फंड प्लीज गो अहेड
Yeah, so sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just sorry, but again on this EBITDA per ton only, sir, actually 300 rupees of sequential improvement well taken because of the GP, because of the operating leverage and the ESOP absence. So, but then again on this GP per ton has also improved sequentially by 200 rupees. So what defines that? Was there an element of inventory gain in this quarter because sequentially the product mix was adverse? And then, I mean, sequentially, as the product mix is adverse, so then, and even the ASP has declined sequentially, still there is an expansion in GP per ton. So, was there any element of inventory gain or what justifies this, sir?
Akshay, in fact, I mean, there was some inventory loss only in this GP per ton which we are seeing because steel prices came down, okay, in the second quarter versus Q1. So there is no inventory gain. In fact, there is some inventory loss, right? Minuscule, not too much. Now, this GP per ton expanded because of our value-added mix portfolio, right? Raipur plant and Dubai plant, they both performed pretty well. The volume expansion came maximum from these two plants, and they all and these two plants carry EBITDA per ton of 6,000 rupees. So that helped improvement in GP pattern.
Okay.
And plus our general category product, which we are selling at a higher realization, where we got 3400 rupees per ton EBITDA versus 2800 rupees per ton in Q1.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Andre Purushottam from Cogito Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, congratulations for an excellent performance with all the headwinds against you. Really well done. Thank you. And my question, I just want to understand, Anubhav. See, from quarter to quarter, your realization per ton has come down, right? In line with what you also said that steel prices have come down. Now, you also said that you took a price increase on your general category in January 2025. So does that mean that the increasing EBITDA per ton is also explained by a further drop and a more benign raw material price environment? That's why it has happened. So I'm just trying to reconcile these numbers and get an explanation.
No, because whatever steel price movement is there, it is like 100% pass-through, okay? So NSR increase or decrease the NSR increase or decrease is 100% linked to steel prices. Now, for example, if you look at Q1 versus Q2, our NSR declined by 5,000 rupees per ton, right? The steel, our raw material cost also came down by a similar level, right? The only improvement in GP per ton is 200 rupees, correct? So, so in our business model, you will see that steel prices drop or increase leads to same decrease or increase in our NSR. Whatever gap is there, that is on account of our improvement or deterioration in GP per ton in that particular quarter.
So your improved profitability is for the reasons you spoke about earlier, the 500 rupees ton improvement on account of operating leverage, no ESOP cost, and there was one more factor that you had mentioned. So, and of course, your slight change in value product mix. These are the essential
Just to reiterate, three main factors. Number one, brand premiumization, which you see improvement in EBITDA per ton in our general category. Number two is operating leverage gains as we do more and more volume. And number three is improving value-added mix portfolio, which is coming from our Raipur and Dubai plants.
Right. And I just had one more question. This is a more general question. If we were to arrive at a deal with the U.S. on tariffs, and tariffs were to come down to reasonable levels, let's say 20%, etc., how will that impact our business?
No impact as such, because our international sales to U.S. Is taking place from Dubai plants. So from India, it doesn't impact.
Okay. So you don't see any real risks in the next 6 months to 12 months in this business, right?
Except further deterioration in GDP from existing levels.
Okay. So as long as demand remains roughly at the same level as it is now, there is no significant downside that you see.
That's right.
Okay. Thanks very much, Anubhav. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Saurabh Patwa from Ask Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot, sir, for this opportunity. I just wanted to have just a bit broader question on understanding on the EBITDA per ton trajectory. If I see the company from last 10-15 years history, till pre-COVID, our margins used to be hover around like 3,000-3,500 range. Post-COVID, I think as the capacity increased and our volume started to pick up significantly from close to 1.2 million to close to 2 million, our margins improved very sharply. EBITDA per ton. Subsequently, I think while our capacity kept on increasing, I think the utilization level didn't kept pace because the capacity addition was much faster. And that's when the improvement sort of the further improvement could kick in terms of operating leverage or gross margin improvement. Also, we got impacted by the macro environment in terms of realization, product mix at some quarters, etc. How do you see, sir, things changing there? Because in this quarter, from the commentary which you have highlighted so far, it appears that you believe that worst in terms of your macro would have been behind. The capacity utilization has reached a decent number, and the operating leverage should start kicking in much faster than it would have done in maybe last 2 years or so. Is this a fair understanding, sir? Would be happy to have your thoughts on that, sir.
Saurabh, that's why we always demonstrate this confidence in our business model, that it has the ability to generate EBITDA per ton of 6,000 rupees per ton. Right now, we may not demonstrate this number throughout 4 quarters in a year, but on a blended basis for full year, we always wish to have 6,000 rupees per ton of EBITDA spread. Now, why we say so? Because if you look at, like you said, 10-year history, right? Before COVID, we were around 3,000 rupees per ton, right? Between 2016 to 2020, our EBITDA spreads were around 3,000 rupees per ton. And if you look at our capacity expansion speed at that point of time, it was doubling every 3 years, right? We were expanding our capacities every 3 years. Now, a lot of upfront costs used to come up, right, which used to depress our margins. And 3 years continuously, there was demonetization, there was a slowdown in GDP, then COVID came, right? So that put pressure on our capacities, and we had to downsell our product, right? We had to offer discounts to our channel partners. That's why EBITDA per ton couldn't go up. Now, what has changed after COVID? One is that slowly, gradually, Apollo brand has started to become strong, right? We have lowered the discounts which we used to offer earlier. And now we are not doubling our capacity every 3 years. Okay? Like earlier, we used to look for 25-30% volume growth. Now we are seeing double-digit volume growth. And now we are chasing profitability. We are chasing EBITDA per ton, because that's what we have built our brand now, right? So we have to leverage on that. And secondly, all the new capacity which is coming up, that's for markets where we are not present, so we don't have to go and offer discounts. Secondly, they are towards the value-added products, okay? So that's why we are confident that the trajectory from 3,000 to 5,000 rupees per ton in last 6-7 years, and in next 4-5 years, definitely trajectory could be from 5,000 to 6,000 rupees per ton.
Thanks, sir. Thanks a lot, Arva, for detail. Just quickly, so last 3 years, the profit growth, which was slightly below what you would have envisaged, and despite a good revenue growth, firmly believe that things would not be the same in the coming next 3 years? Probably it should be much, much higher, right?
Definitely, because last 2-3 years, again, we were ramping up our Dubai plant, we were ramping up our Raipur plant, right? So there was some negative operating leverage coming from there. And then FY25, quarter two, we took a hit of massive inventory loss, right? So if we assuming like steel prices cannot fall again by 8,000 rupees per ton from current levels, right? So we may not see the same kind of inventory losses, right? And Raipur Dubai plants, which were our major capacity expansion in last 3-4 years, so now they are stabilized. The utilization rates are above 70%. We will not have a negative operating leverage again, right, for the new capacities coming up. So that's why we are confident that EBITDA growth now will be superior than the volume growth.
Great. Thanks a lot and all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Nishita from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, ma'am, please proceed.
Yes. I had a question. So what is the split between the Dubai plant and the India plant currently? The volume.
As on date, the rate. So Dubai plant is contributing around 8% to the total volume.
Okay, okay, understood. And I just wanted to understand, you mentioned that 9 lakh ton is your target for Q3 and around 9.2 lakh ton is the target for Q4 with the EBITDA per ton of around 5,000 to 5,200. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, okay, understood. That is it for me. Thank you.
If we miss by volume, so maybe our EBITDA margin go up.
I'm sorry?
Because we अगर हमारा वॉल्यूम कुछ कम भी रह गया तो हम अपने इबिटा को काफी सिक्योर करके चल रहे हैं हमारा इबिटा मार्जिन बढ़ जाएगा फिर वी आर नॉट फोकसिंग ऑन द वॉल्यूम वी आर फोकसिंग ऑन द मार्जिन
ओके ओके अंडरस्टूड अंडरस्टूड सो वुड यू लाइक टू गिव एनी रेवेन्यू गाइडेंस फॉर FY26
अभी अभी मार्केट उत्तम में समझ में नहीं आ पा रहा है बट इतना इतना नजर आ रहा है कि वर्स्ट इज ओवर अभी हम 850 के रेट से चल रहे हैं तो हमको लग रहा है नवंबर दिसंबर में भी कवर अप कर लेंगे बट हम मार्जिन को मेंटेन करके चल रहे हैं
ओके
हमारा फोकस 450 करोड़ है
इन क्वार्टर 3 एंड क्वार्टर 4 ईच
हाँ किससे ऊपर इसको बीट करना है
ओके तो इन क्वार्टर 3 एंड क्वार्टर 4 द टारगेट इज टू बीट 450 करोड़ ऑफ टॉप लाइन
बॉटम लाइन EBITDA margin.
Absolute EBITDA.
Okay, okay. Absolute EBITDA. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address the questions from all the participants in the conference call, we request you to kindly limit the questions to per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, you may rejoin the queue. The next question comes from the line of Angad Saluja from UBS Securities India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. Sir, first question on, SG Premium launch. How has the feedback been from the dealers on the launch? And, what is the larger strategy here that we are, trying to achieve? First question is around that.
Understand. Hi, Angad, there is no logic because we have a spare capacity there, we have a spare raw material there, and जो हमारे distribution network है, जब हम अपना अपना जो material premium पर उनको बेच रहे हैं, तो they need some ये कि उनको कहीं competition करने के लिए उनको material चाहिए होता है other brand के साथ. तो फिर वो इधर उधर जाते थे तो वी लॉस दिस ब्रांड कि भाई तुम इधर उधर से माल मत लो वो माल भी हम ही तुमको दे देते हैं
राइट एंड सर डीलर फीदबैक उस पे देयर इज नो नेगेटिव पुशबैक और एनीथिंग फ्रॉम डीलर्स
परस्पेक्टिव वही सेम डीलर है जो अपोलो ले रहे हैं अगर इफ एनीबॉडी इज लिफ्टिंग अपोलो 10,000 टन तो ये बटे लो 1,000 टन 1,500 टन उठाता है कि जो उसको मार्केट में क्योंकि आप समझो अगर मेरा मार्केटिंग का क्या सिस्टम है मेरे जो डीलर्स हैं 10,000 टन 5,000 टन 15,000 टन 20,000 टन के जो डीलर्स हैं मेरा कोई सेकंड कंप्यूटर उतना माल ही नहीं बनाता है तो उसको भी माल मेरे को भी उसको माल बेचना मजबूरी है उसको भी मेरे से माल लेना मजबूरी है मेरा सेकंड बंदा मैं एक डीलर को जितना माल बेचता हूँ उसका टोटल प्रोडक्शन स्ट्रक्चर टू का उतना नहीं है आई बिल्ड अप माई सिस्टम लाइक दैट कि हम एक दूसरे के लिए हैं तो उसमें क्या कि उनको 10-20% माल इधर उधर से लेना पड़ता था या दूसरा कोई ब्रांड बाजार को खराब करता था तो हमने कहा कि चलो हमारे पास कैपेसिटी भी स्पेयर है हमारा थोड़ा कॉस्ट लिवरेज भी हो जाएगा, उसमें कमाई नहीं होगी तो हमारा कॉस्ट तो नीचे आ ही जाएगा. दिस इज द स्ट्रेटेजी.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you so much. Sir, the second question, you know, end market demand, mein, sir, you know, any pocket jahan pe aapko dikh raha hai, you know, still demand is slightly stable, ki, you know, across the board, you think ki demand is challenging, or, yeah, you know, you think ki October mein thoda pick up hua hai kisi specific channel mein, like, on the ground, aapko kya feel aa raha hai on demand?
नहीं, अभी तो क्लियरली ये था कि पिछले 3-4 दिन से लगातार स्टील डाउनवर्ड ट्रेंड पे था. अब अक्टूबर में आके लग रहा है कि डाउनवर्ड ट्रेंड खत्म हो गया है. नवंबर से एटलीस्ट बढ़ेगा नहीं तो घटेगा भी नहीं. तो जो पूरा चैनल चेक जो है पूरा एकदम खाली पड़ा हुआ है, तो वो डिमांड पिक होना चाहिए. बट राइट नाउ 1 तारीख के बाद से वो आइडिया पूरा लगेगा. अगर वो चल गया, क्योंकि खराब होने को सब कुछ खराब हो चुका है और कुछ नहीं बचा खराब होने के लिए. आज पहली बार मैंने अपनी हिस्ट्री में पहली बार देखा कि इंडियन प्राइसेस स्टील प्राइसेस आर लेस देन इंपोर्ट बाय 7-8,000 रुपीज पर टन. अदरवाइज इंडिया हमेशा इंपोर्ट से 2-3 हजार रुपये महंगा रहता था.
Got it, sir. Yeah, I think that was all from my side. Thank you so much for taking my question.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Pallav Agarwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. Just a question on this inventory. You know, we have had a positive impact of change in inventory. So will any of this reverse in the coming quarters, or there will not be any impact in the second half?
So Pallav, steel prices are down only, so there is no inventory gain in the first half.
No, I'm not talking about any gain. I'm just talking about the accounts. You know, the change in inventory. So about 150 crores of benefit is there, right? So either we have built up inventory or there's been a change in price. So what is actually, you know, what has led to this, amount, this inventory change?
So yes, finished goods stock is down, right? And we have bought some raw material, right, which is, which you see in the P&L.
Better inventory management.
Okay, so you should not see any reversal of this in the next quarter?
No.
Okay, and also, you know, if you could just share, you know, I think the capacity utilization, you mentioned that Raipur has gone up, I think, on a blended basis. So what was it, you know, in the previous quarters, Dubai is at 85%, so what was this utilization maybe in Q1?
So Q1, Raipur was 55%, right now it is around 65%. Okay, Dubai was 65% in Q1 and now it is touching 80% in Q2.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sailesh Raja from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, you just mentioned we are focusing more on EBITDA per ton than the volumes. So in the same line, I just wanted to know, within general category, is it possible to share the volume mix between the products where EBITDA below 2000 per ton and those above 2000 per ton? Has there been any change in this mix compared to last year, same quarter or last quarter? So what is our long-term strategy here?
So that is already given in our presentation, no? The product mix with the EBITDA per ton.
No, sir. Within general category, I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
Within general category, so we have reported around 3,200 in the first half. So within
right.
that category, can you use a mix where EBITDA we might have reported below 2,000 per ton and above 2,000 per ton?
उसमें सब हमारा एक ही होता है. उसमें कोई ऐसा 2-3 कैटेगरी, जनरल कैटेगरी में हमारे पास कोई 2-3 कैटेगरी नहीं है. सब प्राइसिंग एक ही होता है.
सो हमने जब दाम बढ़ाया था, हमारा प्राइस बढ़ाया, व्हेन वी इंक्रीज आवर प्राइसिंग, इट वाज इंक्रीज फॉर द होल लॉट ऑफ जनरल कैटेगरी.
which starts from range 20.
20 square to 180 square. 150 square.
Okay. Sir, one more last question. Our cash generation is very strong. Even after considering capex and dividend, I'm assuming 20% payout, we would be still generating average of 400 crores per annum for next 3 years. So we would be sitting with 1,200 crores of excess cash. So what is our strategy here? Is there any plan to increase dividend or buyback? Also, if you see our payable is 2,300 crores. So instead of holding cash and having, we have, I think, the deposit also. So instead of getting yield of around 4-5%, can we pay upfront and get more discounts? So what is our strategy here?
Yes. First, our strategy is to remove the liabilities from the book and get some more discount from the suppliers.
Okay.
Number two, we go for the capex. Jo wala capex, abhi 7 million ton ka declare hai, baki 10 million ton tak mein 1.5 million ton capacity mein ko rakta aur lagana padega. 1.5 hum outsourcing par jayenge, to 10 million ton tak ka wo bhi yaad rakhna. Baki aur jo paisa bachega is good problem to solve. Main dividend badhayenge, buyback karenge, kuch to karenge, company mein rakhke FD to nahi banayenge.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vikas Singh from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a very good set of numbers in a difficult time. So my first question pertains to the fact that you said a lot of HRC capacity is coming in India. So, will this facilitate you to gain more market share because of the price gap differential coming down? Or there is still a leg room that you get incremental discounts from the steel mills to fetch margin? So, which should be the better way to utilize this opportunity?
First, both of the way, देखिए जितना capacity India में आ गया है, अगर इतना demand growth होना चाहिए और अभी capacity सब ramp up हो रहा है, so this is good ki dekhi ek to maybe they hit the secondary to sell this type of material itna volume material basically secondary ko hit karenge. Number 2, we are the largest buyer, so thoda bahut humko bhi benefit to milna hi chahiye.
So is there more scope to get the benefit out of this overcapacity situation?
Hamara focus hai ki jitna bhi karke secondary ko hit karke Indian market ko primary steel pe laya jaye. We are focusing on that.
Noted. So my second question pertains to some of your competitors basically, though smaller in size, hadn't seen any volume growth because they didn't have the capacity. They are also primary producers now. Now, going forward, they would have the capacity basically cumulatively about a million tons. So how should we look the primary competitive segment competitive scenario? Because you are saying that you are focusing on profitability but would grow the volume, both can't go hand in hand, right? In case of, since the demand is not that great, you yourself said.
Boss, hum competitor pe utna dimag hi nahi lagate aajkal, to be very frank, ki kaun kya karega, hum apni strategy pe hi kaam kar rahe hain, ki how to we have to do, to hum uske liye naye area mein ja rahe hain, agar aap dekhoge to hum apne सिंपल कॉम्पिटिटिव आइटमों में कोई कैपेसिटी या कोई हम कैपेसिटी बिल्डअप ही नहीं कर रहे हैं. सब न्यू टाइप ऑफ प्रोडक्ट्स, न्यू टाइप ऑफ एरिया, सब डिफरेंट टाइप से हम बिल्डअप कर रहे हैं. तो आई डोंट कंपेयर कि उससे कि कौन कितना लगाएगा. जब कोई प्रॉब्लम आएगा तो सभी देखेंगे. मेरा कॉस्ट इतना कम है, आई एम द लोएस्ट कॉस्ट प्रोड्यूसर इन द वर्ल्ड. जिस समय कोई ऐसा लड़ाई होगा तो होगा, प्राइस वार होगा तो होगा, बट टुडे अभी दूर दूर तक ऐसा नजर नहीं आ रहा है.
नोटेड सर, नोटेड. थैंक यू फॉर आंसरिंग माय क्वेश्चन.
थैंक यू. द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन कम्स फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ उदित फ्रॉम यस सिक्योरिटीज. प्लीज गो अहेड.
या हाय सर, थैंक यू फॉर टेकिंग माय क्वेश्चंस एंड कांग्रेचुलेशंस ऑन अ ग्रेट सेट ऑफ नंबर्स. So we clearly understand that you all have been gaining market share. Just if you can throw some light in terms of the new usage that have been coming up, is that also aiding to your volume growth? And if so, then which sectors, from where are you getting that incremental demand?
So there are two areas where we are working on. Number one is new markets, like international markets we worked upon, right? And now we are going to work on eastern markets. So eastern markets and international markets, they are giving us additional volume. And in terms of new applications, yes, our products in the heavy construction, with the launch of 1000 dia tube, and also some of the products for the renewable sector, where we are able to sell for the structures. So these are the two new applications which have come up and increase our sales volume.
Got it. Thank you, sir. Rest of the questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference back to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, and thanks to XS for hosting us. Look forward to see you next time. Thanks so much.
On behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us today, and you may now disconnect your lines.